So let's move on to our second module about acalabrutinib and other novel strategies for patients with chronic lymphocytic leukemia. Let's start off again with some cases. So our first is a patient who requires treatment at initial workup, finds that there is a TP53 mutation. And if the result's positive, what would the approach for treatment be? Is that the same as what you would use for deletion 17P or different? About 82% of you agree that you would use the exact same approach as what you would use for 17P deletion. So maybe Dr. Weerda, tell us a little bit about what your thoughts are. It looks like there's consensus across the board about this.
Yeah, so I would agree that there is consensus, and we generally think of those patients similarly, patients who have a 17p deletion and patients who have mutated TP53. If you look and do TP53 mutation analysis, if you look at a group of patients with 17p deletion, more than 90% of them will probably have a mutation in TP53. We find about 5% of patients will have mutated TP53 without 17p deletion, so it's or less than 5%. It's a low frequency, but I think it's notable enough that I would do mutation analysis for TP53 and 17p if considering chemoimmunotherapy. We do not use chemoimmunotherapy in patients with 17p or mutated TP53. That's the most important time to do that testing if you're thinking about a chemoimmunotherapy-based regimen.
So we know that asymptomatic patients with 17p deletion have a likelihood of needing therapy in less than a year. Dr. Brown, ever a situation where you think about treating one of those patients just based on their 17p deletion?
No, and that is continuing to be the case because there is a distinct subset of those patients who actually don't progress rapidly toward therapy. They often have some mitigating factor, like they may have a mutated IGVH or they don't have a complex karyotype. But that being said, patients who don't meet criteria for treatment, even with a 17p deletion, can often go many years until they meet criteria for treatment. And so it's still not indicated to start therapy early before patients need treatment.
So let's move on.